This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Dun 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 dun. It's Friday football. Woo!
Yeah, well, what the heck was that?
Well, there's a Purdue game tonight.
Oh. I was gonna say, because that ain't no song I've heard.
Yes, there's a Purdue game tonight, by the way.
I had the theme from Northwestern in my head, but that's because that's what Clinton Central's is. But, you know.
Yes, Purdue plays tonight at 7 o'clock, well, home game. So, but that's not the only game, of course, that
that's all right.
We have today. We will be hosting, or we will be airing, let me say that. We're not mm-hmm. hosting, actually. Clinton Prairie is hosting.
Yep.
Clinton Central at Prairie tonight. The Corn Bowl game starts at what time now? Eight?
I believe the game starts at 7.
It is 7? Okay, I didn't know for sure if it was 7 or 8 now.
No,
it's this 7. Heat, I just feel so bad.
The guys will be on early.
Kids,
I mean, they'll be on for the pregame show. Then they'll have kickoff, but they'll be on early.
Pregame show sponsored by Tier 1 Meat Company
out
of Flora, if you've not been there. Holy cow.
Yeah, I need to print all that off and bring it in here because I just have the plain list, but I have the doctored list in my office.
The doctored list.
On my
that.
Computer, so I need to print that off and bring it in here.
We do. Yes. All right, we'll get back to that here in just a few minutes because we already do have a guest on the line with us this morning. We welcome Nancy Conklin from the Frankfort Moose Lodge. Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Good morning. I am great today. It's Friday.
Amen. I like somebody that gets that it's a Friday with us and is excited about the weekend. So
yes.
Well, you guys are doing something very fun, and I think this is the first time for this. Am I right?
Yes, that's right. It's the Antlers, Ales, and Autumn Sales craft and vendor fair event. Just something fun to bring some traffic and community to our local lodge. So we thought we would give it a try and see how it goes. So that's coming up in November, November 14th.
Can you believe we're already talking about the holidays and craft fairs and all of that? I mean, it's 90-some degrees today, and we're talking about Christmas.
I know, and I'm ready for snowflakes to fly, so hey.
I don't know.
Now, that's a little extreme.
All right, Nancy, we were on the same wavelength until right then.
I mean, I don't necessarily want snowflakes flying yet, but I do agree with the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, some cooler temperatures.
Yes.
Well, I wanted, how did all this come about? And is this done by the Moose or is this done by Women of the Moose? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's kind of all encompassing with that. I've been a member of our Moose Lodge practically since I've been born. Both my parents are very active in our Moose Lodge. I grew up in the Moose Lodge. And just trying to come up with some fun events. And I love going to local festivals and all the, you know, the craft booths and the vendor booths that are out there. And I just thought, you know, we have a great big lodge room out there. It's like, why don't we do a craft fair? You want to do that? And I spoke to their board of officers, and they were on board with it. And it just kind of an idea that went from there.
Well,
We mapped it out to see how many vendors we could have. I kind of researched some available weekends, and we picked one. And we started advertising it back in June, and here we are. We have 11 booths filled. We have an outdoor booth filled, so we have 6 more to fill. If there's any local vendors out there that have some fun product to sell for the holidays, please get a hold of me. And we have some outdoor spots for trailer vendors, and the Moose will have food and drink specials that day. It is open to the public, so if anyone out there isn't familiar with the Moose, this will be a great day to come out and check us out and have some food and get some holiday shopping taken care of.
Now, Nancy, let's be honest. You just wanted to bring all of that shopping that you like to do where it's closer to home.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag. You just blew my secret.
That's a good secret, though. I'm gonna let you know.
Well, and kudos to you for doing the research on dates.
Yes.
Because when Cindy told me what was going on,
She immediately went to the calendar.
I went to my calendar, which is terrible and tells stories on me, too. I went to my calendar and I started naming off, well, this one's this, you know, I started going through the dates, and it's like, oh, wow, you guys hit the right date, because right after yours, the next weekend is when all the big ones, you know, that have been going on for years. It's like, yeah, you guys picked the perfect weekend.
Yeah, that was twofold. So I just didn't want to conflict with other people out there trying to do the same thing. You know, I want all of us to have successful events with a lot of people and a lot of traffic. So I thought that was the best approach to take to kind of find a spot that worked, and November 14th won. So.
Well, and I'm sure you looked at your calendar too, because it sounds like you're a festival shopper just like I am.
Yes, for sure.
Well, talk about some of the booths that you have, that you have. And I know you still have a few to fill. What else would you like to see come in? So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we tried to pick vendors. Some of them were by invite, just from friends that I have that have ran craft fairs before. So I did try to invite so that there's a little bit of everything and not just a lot of one thing. So there's a pretty good mix, something different from each of the vendors, and that's really what I was looking for with it. So we have a vendor that sells candy, another one that sells laser engraving, another one that has little cement paint kits, another one that is selling goat milk products. Just each vendor is something different, just to give a little variety to all the holiday shoppers.
And
so
it's not
a huge event. It's, you know, we're kind of limited on our indoor space. So we have 18 10x10 booths available. Those are more than half gone. Those, we only have about 6 left. And we have some smaller booths that are still available. And, of course, you know, trailer items for boutiques or just vendors that have a trailer. We do have some outdoor spots for that.
I thought that was a genius idea as well, because there are so many vendors now that have their own trailers and they can just roll them in. I thought that was a great idea. Utilize all that space you have.
Yes, and we tried to make it vendor friendly as well, because I do want to take care of our vendors. We're providing them with a table and 2 chairs per booth at no extra cost. There's electricity available at no extra. The lodge does have Wi-Fi, so if anybody has digital forms of payment, that's available to them. For the event. So we're trying to be vendor friendly and just attract as many quality vendors as we can. We want to grow this and make it an annual event year after year. With the Antlers Ales and Autumn Sales, you know, it pays homage to the Moose. With their great big antlers and the ales, there will be drink and food specials at the lodge that day. And then, of course, the Autumn Sales, getting everybody geared up for holiday. And we're on the event. So the event itself is actually from 9 to 3.
Okay, you broke up a little bit. 9 to what time?
9 to 3.
Nine to three. Okay.
Saturday, November 14th.
And again, Nancy Conklin with the Frankfort Moose Lodge number 7, the oldest continuously running Moose Lodge in the world. That makes That's you guys right. famous. I tell everybody when I see Moose Lodge members from somewhere else that I'm a Moose member in Frankfort, Indiana, the longest continuing Moose yes. Lodge in the world. So if yep. somebody is interested in getting a booth for this, how can they do that?
They can contact me. I can give my email address.
Okay.
It is n.conklin917@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they can also call the Frankfort Moose Lodge and leave a message for me there. Their phone number here in Frankfort is 765-654-6423. And then they can also find me on Facebook through Messenger. And my call in there is nancy.a.conklin. And they can message me there as well.
Awesome. Well, we hope that you get these vendor booths filled. I don't have any doubt that you will. And we are looking forward to a wonderful event. Again, it's coming up November 14th right here, Frankfort Moose Lodge. So it's a great location, easy to get in and out of, lots of parking. And I love that you have combined some ales with this as well. That's how you get to a woman's heart. You bring along some
that
ales
too,
with
it. You know, no, they can bring their husbands,
That's
too,
what I was going to say.
Enjoy the ale.
There you go. That's
and
how
the
we get them.
Can have their autumn sale.
So. That's right.
That's how you get the husband to help carry everything in so they can
exactly.
set the booth up.
Oh, you guys are smart.
Or carry
I
everything
know,
out when you buy.
That's exactly
that's right.
right.
Community involvement.
Well, we appreciate everything that the Moose Lodge does for us. Again, if you watch sports, they help bring sports to folks who maybe can't get to a game or are unable to get to games. And so we appreciate their sponsorship for that as well, because our Frankfort Moose Lodge really does a lot for children in our community, disabled members of our community, seniors in our community. You guys really, I always say, are kind of some of the unsung heroes in our community.
They fly under the radar.
They don't
so
tout
much.
Themselves as much as they will. So I'm going to take a minute to do that, if that's all right, Nancy.
That is perfect. Helping our community is what we like to do. You know, starting at 7, the day of this event, we're going to be doing a benefit breakfast for Coach Kids of Clinton County and for their program. So that'll be a benefit breakfast kind of attached to this event. That'll be early that same day.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Okay, and that's also open to the public?
Yep. The lodge will be open to the public that whole day.
Okay, and that was for Coach Kids
of Clinton County. Yep.
Okay, I'll add that to the list here so everybody knows that they can come and get breakfast there that day as well.
They sure can.
Well, heck
All
yeah,
right.
one-stop shop, man.
That's right.
You get breakfast, you go shop a while, you get lunch, you go shop a while. Yeah.
You get your ale, you shop some more.
You get Doing your it ale. Right here at home.
That's exactly. the nice part, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, Nancy Conklin from the Frankfort Moose Lodge, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Frankfort Moose Lodge having a new event, Antlers, Ales, and Autumn Sales.
It's on my calendar.
So they're looking forward to finish out filling those vendor booths. And then, of course, the sale will actually be November 14th, 9 o'clock until 3. And I didn't know about the breakfast beforehand, so I'm glad
either,
she
so,
mentioned
yeah.
that, because if you've had their food over there, it's also
oh, yeah.
very good. So they'll put on a great breakfast as well. So we do have a guest coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning, which will be Clinton County Commissioner Bert Weaver. But a couple of things that we need to cuss and discuss before then. Just a reminder that... I know.
That's the way to look a lot of stuff.
It's a day. Don't forget to check out Clinton Carroll, Boone County DailyNews.com and get your big deal today. Big deals include WCWO Wrestling and White Castle. And the deals include 4 tickets for Friday night of entertainment watching Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws and Indy. Plus, satisfying your appetite at White Castle in Lebanon. So you get your White Castle on the way to Indy, and then you go watch wrestling. So there's all of that. There are many other things as well at Big Deals, so be sure and check it out. And that just happens to be a special that she's having tonight. So Liz has put those on special. So thank you for that, Liz. Also, we briefly mentioned earlier football. We do have football on HoosierlandTV.com tonight. Clinton Central at Clinton Prairie. It's the corn bowl. It's going to be a warm one. Boy, I was trying to mow the yard yesterday, put your bug spray on, the mosquitoes this year because of all the water. Holy cow.
They don't even care what time of day it is.
No. I went out yesterday morning. I thought, oh, I'll water my flowers early. Oh, no. I got a mosquito bite.
Oh, I had one that snuck in the station here and tried to bite me yesterday morning. It's like, how dare you?
Yeah, that little...
Yeah, he didn't live long.
No, thank goodness. Well, and then Keith swatted one in the kitchen the other night, and it was all full of blood. I'm like, all right, who got it? Was it the dogs, the cat, or one of us? So
yeah,
they are gross. Anyway, we do appreciate all the folks that help us bring play-by-play to the masses here. Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Welty Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Fire Pizza, Homestead Resources, Moose Lodge Number 7, Winsky Brothers, Frankfurt Pizza King, and First Bank Midwest. So, and Tier 1 Meat Company as well is on that list, and they are the pregame sponsors. Now, today is the day over at Wesley Manor that they are unveiling their commercial. Let's see, what time are they
doing? I think that is so cool.
3 o'clock in the event center. If you see the flyer is really cute. By the way, we do have Hoosierland TV back up and running, the visual part of it. And so I'm kind of holding that up. But it's such a cute photo. I'm super looking forward to that.
Well,
and hopefully,
especially if you know the people that are in the photo. That's what
that's
makes
what
it
makes it.
Better.
Yes, I'm with you. It is a great photo. So that should be a lot of fun for them today. Some of the other things happening. Indiana Beach is busy this weekend, of course, because... it is a Labor Day weekend. Woohoo! Mm-hmm. 3-day weekend. You got to love those. So they are also having wrestling, flow wrestling, live in the ballroom. That's tomorrow. And so if you are into that, you can go check out live wrestling in the ballroom. Also this weekend on Sunday, it's the summer closeout of fireworks season with Indiana Beach. So there will be fireworks Sunday evening. Not Saturday, Sunday, because, of course, Monday is Memorial Day. Yeah. And then on Memorial Day, Sapphire Bay is having a community-free day, and this is sponsored by the Charitable Foundation of the Farmers Bank. It's free admission, 12 o'clock until 6. The water should be nice and warm because it's been pretty toasty here lately. Yeah. And so you can enjoy that free family day coming up on Monday, sponsored by the Farmers Bank Charitable Foundation. Also, I know we had Pat on yesterday, but just a reminder, if you haven't done it yet, get registered for Day in Ginda Funeral Home's Grandma's Cook-Off. I get to judge this year. I'm super excited about that. Looking forward to it. And so all you have to do is call and get registered. You can stop by and get registered. Just let them know. I'm sure whoever answers the phone, Rita or whoever, Pam, whatever, they'll help you out. But all you have to do is give them a call. It's $1,500 in cash prizes. If I'm a judge, does that mean I can't enter in a different category? I need to ask Pat that.
You need to ask Pat about that.
Because there's a couple of things I think I would like to enter. I know you can only enter one, but I have two that I would go between. So here are the categories. Main dish, soup, side dish, or salad. Appetizer and dessert. Last year I got to judge side dish salad and it was phenomenal, and so I don't know if they'll rotate me categories or not, or if I will stay in the same category.
I can't judge that kind of stuff. I'm too picky.
I know.
So
oh, do I know.
Yeah.
I ate lunch with you almost every day.
Hey, I know.
I know how picky you are.
I can eat anywhere.
That is true. I will give
you
that.
I can eat anywhere.
You can eat anywhere. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So by the way, I know we've been mentioning it, but we want everybody to know, because honestly, I'm so excited about it this year, to be honest with you. The 37th annual WILO Senior Fair, Rockin' Down the Highway, is still the theme because we already had the theme set. Although if we would have known we were going to have it at the airport, we might have had flying in something or whatever. But it's Rockin' Down the Highway. Maybe we should have it Rockin' Down the Runway, but too late to change.
Yeah.
All seniors 50 and over are invited to this day of fun, friendship, and discovery. It's coming up Wednesday, September 23rd, 9 o'clock until 2, at the Frankfurt Clinton County Regional Airport. Oh, this is going to be really fun. Free shuttle service, by the way, will still be running. So wherever you park, when you come in, and there is a lot of parking, they're going to have the little area there just southwest of the actual terminal area. That is going to be open for parking, but we'll still have our shuttle in case you, if that would get full and some of you have to park down the fence line, you can stand right at your car. We'll pick you up right at your car door and bring you right to the door of where we're having the senior fair. So you don't have to wonder where it is. We will be there. We'll have somebody out kind of guiding folks, but you can just stand right at your car. The shuttle will come around. Again, that's brought to you by BCS in Michigantown, BCS Boutique and Garden in Michigantown, and the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And they will pick you up and take you right to the door. So we have tried to make this as absolutely easy as possible. Mm-hmm. Free admission, free breakfast, bingo with prizes, free lunch of out of over 40 booths. Live entertainment on will be there as well.
Yep.
And you'll have a chance to get flu and pneumonia shots. Insurance and Medicare filing are available. I think that we're having a couple of other test, you know, things that they will be checking for as well. But I need to look at that list and see exactly what they have decided to do some mm-hmm. of the, so I will look into that. But anyway, the senior fair is coming up September 23rd, and I am super stoked about it this year being out at the library. Not that I didn't love it at the church.
At the library?
At the airport. I looked as I was setting that paper down.
I'm sure there's lots of stuff going on at the library this weekend.
As I was setting that paper down, I set it on the library sheet, and then I saw the library, and my brain and my mouth don't always, as you know, they don't always communicate. At the airport, let's try that again, Frankfort-Clinton County Regional Airport. You can tell it's a Friday.
It's Friday, and you can tell we are going to be trying a lot of things over again. quick reminder out there, folks, it is going to be another hot one today, whether we like it or not. The heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m., but I looked at what they're saying for heat indexes for over the weekend and next week, and it's not looking like it's going to get a whole lot better,
Ooh-wee.
But maybe a little bit. Heat index value high today, 94, could get reach 102. Heat index tonight, chance of some showers and thunderstorms late overnight. So should not affect the football games whatsoever. But chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight with a low of 71, but it's going to be a humid 71.
Yeah, my husband works in a factory, and he said it was hot yesterday.
Yeah, my son works overnights, and he said it's been unbearable even overnight.
Oh, so. I believe that. And I saw some of the guys from Tornado Roofing yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, we've really been trying to make sure everybody's drinking. And because they can't just stop. They got to keep working. So he said, we've been really trying to make sure everybody's drinking plenty of water. We've been taking more breaks.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah.
It's just hot.
I'll be honest. If they were working on my house, I would make them go home. I mean, I would just because. Mm-hmm. And unless I am totally without cover, you know, and I got to have
a little tree over there, maybe a little shade.
Something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get a fan out for them, something.
Yeah.
Make sure they're staying cooled out.
Do we have a chance of showers anytime this weekend?
Chance of showers on, like I said, overnight tonight. Uh-huh. Chance of showers tomorrow. Still sunshine. It's just going to be the pop-ups, the isolateds that are going to be moving
through. It's not going to be a rain-out weekend.
No. It's just going to be when it come, you know, if it decides to form. Now, granted, through here, we seem to be the magnet for that. It's either right here at the edge of North Central, or it's right at the edge of, well, I call it south of 40. But, you know, down in southern Indiana, it seems like those two areas are the two that seem to be taking it on the most. So,
and it looks like the heat stays with us really through Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, it does. And when I was
91 right now for Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, when I was looking at the heat indexes, they're still going to be up there around 100. So all for the majority of next week.
And then by Sunday, they're still calling a week from Sunday. They're mm-hmm. still calling for nearly 90. We get a little reprieve like that Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's like Mother Nature forgot August has already gone by. She missed August, and so now we're paying for it in September.
You know, she's got a little bit of her own agenda that we don't always agree with.
I'm thinking she's going through menopause hard.
I think so, too.
So I would have thought she'd already been through it by now, but hey, you know.
If you haven't checked your car's steering wheel lately, it's gross. Research shows car steering wheels carry twice as many germs as toilets. Mm-hmm. Tests showed that steering wheels averaged 41,600 germs compared with 17,400 on a toilet seat. Only 13% of people clean their cars regularly, while 5% never bother to clean them at all. That's hitting a little close to home. My car is a mess.
Well,
It's just got papers everywhere.
Certain areas of my car, mm-hmm. yeah, but those are not the areas that I live in.
Well, when you're traveling for your job, like we do sales here, I've got just papers and It's my office.
Mine's my office. It's my... Yes. I live in it 90% of the time because of between here, the farm, and everything else. Yeah. But I keep Clorox wipes in my car. And I do clean my steering wheel.
I need to do that.
My shifter and that kind of stuff. Then,
so I got a bag of sugar the other day when I was at the store and it fell over. So it looks like I've got a little white pile of dust in the back seat. If I got pulled over right now, they might be wondering what I do. So I really do need to get that vacuum before
can
you put your hands behind your back, please?
When they see the empty bags and boxes from Little Miss Cupcakes, I think they'll forgive.
They might, you're right. Well, 5% never bother cleaning their car. Get this. Men clean their car 14 times a year, while women manage 12 cleans. My husband, I am the only one that ever cleans that truck, I can tell you.
I don't even touch my husband's truck because I am not going to go near that thing.
Those around 55 clean the most, they say.
Okay.
And me being 56.
maybe not in that demographic, so.
That's our break.
Well, I'm beyond you on that, so.
Yes, well, there you go.
65 and counting.
Woo! Yeah, I guess I definitely need to get out, borrow some of your Clorox wipes, and get out to the car and definitely vacuum up that sugar that fell over the other day. But
yeah,
it made for good zucchini bread, and it made for good apple butter.
Oh, that's right. It is time for all. Yeah. Why did you remind me we need to go to Howard County?
We do. You're right. All right. Let's take a quick break. Coming back, we hope to have Bert Weaver, Clinton County Commissioner, as our guest right here on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.